Please.
Well, that's why I double checked.
It's a good double check.
Because I could.
No one wants that. Like, not even your creepy, creepy people.
And we're recording, so.
Good time to start.
Yes. Welcome back, everybody.
Yay!
Just a quick recap of what happened last time on Dungeons & Dragons. You guys ran into Akachita, a member of the Circle of the Moon, a group of drow that live to the east of the Blight. They're led by Wandering Knoll, an old drow woman. Let's see, you guys discovered where Shadow Moss keeps her moss. You discovered that there's watchers in the woods, and you sang dwarven marching songs together. Altair studied the phosphorescent moss. And you guys communed with the, you guys made it to the village and communed with the giant tree in the center of it.
It was a pretty tree.
Everyone but Noman and Braxis, anyway.
Who were too skeptical.
Wandering Knoll mentioned that she saw each of you in a dream represented by animals, in a very metaphorical dream. Altair was an owl, Braxis was a cat, Shadow Moss was a wolf, Punchy was a bull, Noman was a raven, and Frigg was a squirrel in this dream. You guys learned a little more about the Dark Heart of the Woods. And she warned you that it could be a one-way trip, that everyone who's gone to the center of the woods has not come back. Let's see. So yeah, then you guys split up for a little bit. Punchy and Shadow Moss went on patrol at the Circle of the Moon, swapping combat stories and learning tactics on how to fight the creatures in the woods. Braxis and Frigg peppered the guards with questions about the Blight, what kind of creatures are there, what sort of things to expect, etc., etc. Altair and Noman talked to Wandering Knoll. Altair tried to learn how to make the magic protection circle from the tree, then realized it was Druidic magic, which is not a language she speaks. And Noman asked about the other well-meaning adventurers who entered the Dark Heart, and she told him about three different groups that went in there. A group of mercenaries paid to go in, a group of do-gooders, and an odd bunch of wizards who thought they'd be retrieving a magical shard of some sort. So you guys woke up at the crack of dawn and began to travel, leaving behind all your animals except for Williamette. All your horses and your cart and all your ale were left behind. As you guys are leaving, a tree branch fell from the tree. Shadow Moss took and turned into a magical shillelagh. Mm-hmm. Wandering Knoll gave a sliver of the tree to Frigg and Altair, and Shadow Moss gave a heart-slash-testicle-shaped sliver to Punchy. you guys enter the great waste of the Blight, Altair being scientifically curious about everything that you wander about. However, you've, the oppressive environment weighed down on you, and you felt negative, dreary energy course through you. As you got closer, you fought a weird creature known not to you, but to me as an Otyug. Using the tactics you learned that previous day, you guys defeated it pretty handily and decided to spend the night near its corpse for reasons. you woke up and got ready to head towards the center of the Dark Heart of the Woods. Frigg left a note for future travelers, letting them know everything you guys learned and that if you their readiness that you're probably all dead. and you entered the woods and found a little shard of metal sitting in the center, emanating a vast and dark energy. Frigg, using Braxis's copy, slammed her holy symbol onto the shard, enveloping you all in light. The voice of Lilith filling your ears, telling them that you need to find who made the shard and have it unmade, and that the roots of this darkness run deep. At that point, she sent you down the roots, back in time. Well, at least, well actually, I guess that's a spoiler. you figured that all out like after the session. The trees grew up around you, and you find yourself sitting in a copse of the, in the woods, and a kind of large talking otter walked up and asked who you are. And that's where we'll start the session. It is someday of some time.
You're not right.
You're not sure when. You're not sure. And a lot of you are standing in the woods of what used to be the Blight, but is now a healthy, verdant forest. Standing in front of you is an otter who's holding a rock. But he's standing upright. And as you look closer, you notice that he's actually wearing a little vest and a pair of kind of like those kind of baggy pants that are capri sized. I don't know what you'd call those.
Like pantaloons.
Pantaloons. Yeah.
Kind of what Elise is wearing. Please tell me that the vest has a little like scrap patch pocket in a contrasting color.
It does.
How tall is this otter relative to me?
He's about 2 feet tall.
So maybe about two and a half. The same height as me?
That would make him a river otter.
He's a river otter. Mm-hmm. Smaller. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, did we just fix that? We just fixed that.
What'd you fix?
No.
Also, who are you all?
Our place doesn't have talking otters. There's no way.
Oh, it might have.
Hey, who are you calling an otter?
Punchy!
He says, I'm an otter kin, I'll have you know.
I apologize, sir. Otter kin?
He says, otters can't talk. That'd be ridiculous.
But otter kin can?
He says,
what do you have in your little pocket?
He kind of slinks back and he's like, that's for me to know.
So,
sure can.
Are you slavers?
No!
Nobody's keeping me anyway.
No, we're not. No one's keeping you. Where are we?
He says, you're in the heart of Ticklebottom Forest.
What? There is no place called Ticklebottom Forest where we're from.
Oh, so you know all the forest names everywhere?
So did anyone else hear that voice? That during the big weird flash and tree growth thing?
Yeah. Well, we all heard it, right?
Yeah, that was Lilith, and she said we gotta do more, but I think we fixed right here, and I guess the locals are coming back?
Didn't the voice say you have to end the shard? Can you remind me?
Unmake. We have to unmake.
Find who made it and have it unmade.
What's the closest city?
Town.
Are you asking the otter?
Yeah.
The otterkin? Right. Yeah. He says, we're near Tarrowfell.
Never heard of it.
He says, you all are probably not too welcome there.
Why?
Why is that?
Well, you're all big folk.
She's not.
You're probably cool.
Thanks. My name's Shadow Moss. What's yours?
Oh, my name? He says, my name's Gary. It's a pleasure to meet you.
His name's Gary?
I'm Punchy.
Punchy? What about the rest of y'all?
I'm Altair. Frigg.
Mm-hmm. I'm uncomfortable with this whole thing. Something
Hi,
strange has happened.
Nice to meet you.
So, Gary, is there a wizard's tower anywhere around?
You some fancy wizard?
Well,
she's a wizard.
Rude. Ouch.
He says, yeah, I mean, like, they're all over the place. What?
Where we're from, there aren't many.
Oh, sucks to be you.
Apparently.
Wait, so is everybody just, like, assuming that we're not where we were?
You should roll history.
Well, it's kind of obvious that we're not where we were.
Well, the blight went away. I figured that this was just what the place looked like without the blight.
It wouldn't
so
instantly.
You think that we moved through time instead of just teleported to a different place?
No. I think we're where we
Gary
are. The
light
went away.
Like, she thinks we're exactly where we were.
Yeah.
She doesn't think time travel or anything has happened.
Well, why would I think time travel?
So
happens?
You think that trees just magically regrow when the blight
yes,
is removed?
Yes, because they were magically killed.
Actually, it's funny that you don't
hey,
think because you're a druid.
Were you around when we showed up?
Well, there was a big flash of light.
I
came over here to see what was going on, and you all were just standing here.
Fantastic.
Can I roll history?
Sure.
That dice is going to timeout.
Dice jail.
Okay.
He says, nothing's on fire, so I should probably get going.
12.
You say you were just hanging out, and there was a big flash and boom, and then we were here?
There's a flash of light, yeah. I came over to investigate. Off of this pipe.
Okay.
Are you an adventurer?
Okay, no,
so
no,
maybe we
not.
Were magic.
We should find some sort of geographical landmark, a river, a mountain.
He says, I'm
somewhere
an artificer.
Where we can get our bearings.
What?
Artificer?
Really?
Of course.
Can you teach me?
I mean, what are you doing for the next 15 years there?
Apparently learning from you because you can create magical items?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. This is what I want to do. This is amazing. You can actually make them?
Yeah.
But can you unmake things?
I hold up a bag. Can you make this a bag of holding?
Elf, please. Give me a week and I can make it a bag of holding whatever color you wanted.
But can you unmake things? We have to unmake
I pull out my sunstone. Can you show me how to make... Is that a magical item?
Yeah.
Can you show me how to make one of these?
Hold on up here. I mean, you all seem like an eager lot. He says, but I'm just a little city badger.
I thought you were a city badger?
Or otter.
Oh, right. Otterkin.
Otterkin.
Otterkin can.
He says, one at a time, there's an overwhelming amount of you. He says, your question, can I unmake something? Yeah, I can turn it back into magical.
Can you unmake an evil shard thing?
Do we have it?
Yeah.
She does.
It's in like a jar.
A vial.
Did we put it in a vial? No.
Lilith did.
Okay. Oh. I know that was your idea. That
all right, he says, let me see it. Of course, you know, I charge for my services. He looks at it, kind of tosses it in the air a couple times.
Careful.
I say, someone give him some kibble.
He puts his...
I punch you!
He reaches into his front little pocket, pulls out a big pair of goggles that he puts on. And it flips and flinzes.
The goggle's obviously too big to fit in the tiny little pocket.
Yeah.
So he's just wearing
it's
a
like
vest.
A very
Huh. He hands it back to you. Takes the goggles off, puts them back in the little pocket. Nope, can't fix that.
No.
He says, that's what we call an artifact.
Can someone else
who
make
makes
it?
Artifacts?
No, the person who made it has to unmake it, right?
Can you tell who made it?
Ooh. He says it's... Well, it's full of... Oh, my.
Yeah, we need to unmake that.
You're going to want to visit the Oracle, be my guess.
Which Oracle? Where?
What's that? The Oracle at the peak of the mountain. The one that speaks for the god?
The god?
Yeah, Dothamon.
Do I know this god?
Roll me a religion check.
Can I roll another history?
We've talked about him. He was the older god from the tomb that we first found underneath the thing.
I pull out the
we've talked
statues
about
of...
I rolled a 13, but then he just filled us in.
Oh, even there.
Isn't it Amun-Toth?
Amun-Toth, sorry.
Okay, I pull out one of the statues, the ivory statue of Amun-Toth. Is this what you're talking about? Is this the god?
Yeah, you're a religious fellow, huh?
No.
We just robbed a tomb, I guess.
No! The fuck would you tell someone that for? What? Grave robbing is frowned upon!
We weren't grave robbing, we were tomb robbing!
He reaches into a little pocket, just kind of casually pulls out a wand. He says, so where are you all from?
I swear to God, we're not grave robbers.
There
was an evil manticore and it had to be killed.
Around to the side, slowly trying to get closer to Peg.
This is all going to go so far.
Roll me a stealth check.
So, Gary, would you happen to have a map on hand of the area? Because we are completely not from here.
Where are you from?
That's a great question.
We're not sure in comparison.
Near the Great River?
Krailson.
A bunch of magic happened, and then you walked out of the woods that we were here.
Not very stealthy.
He seems okay with it.
He's into it.
The Great River, you mean the Cameluvian River? The one that's...
He named it.
No, I mean the river with the greatest name ever. The Great River.
The biggest river in the land, right? The one. Yeah, it's called that the Cameluvian River here.
The Cameluvian. Have you heard of the Blight?
I can't say that I have. What's this? It doesn't sound good, though. Does that have something to do with this crazy magical artifact you have?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it dangerous?
Yes.
He clenches his wand a little tighter.
Probably not to you, though, because it's not here. It was here where we're from.
We just fixed it, but apparently we gotta fix more stuff.
I don't think we
should. So, we're on a mission from God. While they're doing
this... Amun-Toth sent you on a mission?
No, Lilith did. Different gob. I promise there's more than one.
No, there's just the one.
No, there's more than one.
So where is this mountain that we have to go to?
Weird-ass heretics. he puts the wand back in his... he says, well, why don't you, you know, it's just easier to show you.
That would be great.
He whistles, and a large carpet comes flying in. He's like, should fit all ya. Hop on.
Thank you, you're very nice. I realize we're asking a lot of questions, and you probably have things to do, but we appreciate it.
Does this have a max capacity of weight?
It does, he says, but... He looks at the lot of you and does some math and says, I'm 85% sure we'll be okay.
Can I detect evil just in case he's evil?
Yes, and he's not.
Okay. He's an adorable ladder!
That is a great instinct. The DM would totally make the helpful seeming otter in some weird demon monster.
And there's nothing evil in the area either.
No, it's actually all the evil you've been sensing this whole like trip's gone.
Okay.
Yeah. So while everyone has been talking and he's been being helpful, I have snuck up to the side and I'm like obviously comparing my shoe size to his little paws. And just like slowly getting closer to him because I am fascinated by this.
Awesome.
Sarah's playing seduce the helpful otter.
Is this what you were asking for?
Yes.
No, pass it on. I haven't seen it yet. You can have it back.
She's a milk whipper. It needed to be illustrated.
What's milk whipper?
She was whipping some milk. She made some cream, whipped cream earlier.
Oh.
But she used the phrase milk whipper, and I thought it was hilarious.
That's pretty adorable. I'm pretty sure Chris wants it back, right?
No, no, you can look at it.
But he won't.
Yeah, take a picture. Yeah.
Take a picture, it'll last longer. Alright, so he pops you on his carpet. He says, alright, don't fall off. And you are whooshed up.
Do we have to roll to stay on?
No, unless you're like being stupid.
I hope none of us are afraid of heights.
Are you afraid of heights? I guess
I'm a little worried about the dog.
We'll find out.
Will Mitch just hanging over the side of the tongue out?
And I'm holding on to her. Mm-hmm.
Alright, so it is a very large carpet. Probably about the size of the carpet.
More an area rug?
Yeah.
A flying area rug?
Yeah. Actually, probably about the size of this carpet right here.
So how much does one of these cost? Asking him.
Oh, he says they're pretty pricey. Looking at probably like a good 50,000.
Cool.
50,000 what?
He says gold pieces, of course.
That's a lot of gold pieces.
I guess inflation didn't really work in our favor.
No. So you head up above the trees. These trees, by the way, are very tall. Almost as tall as the great tree you were just near. And as you head up, you break through the canopy, and you see the forest spread out before you. And off in the distance, you see a mountain, like a long mountain range with one kind of larger peak.
Oh, is it down where the Teldium Mountains were?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Gary, you seem awfully okay with just having a bunch of strangers pop up and asking you a bunch of questions. Does this sort of thing happen a lot?
Nope, first time, actually.
And you're just cool with it because you're a cool dude? Otter? Kid?
He says, no, actually, he says, I visited the Oracle a few years ago, and she told me that at some point I would come across six strangers that needed my help, and that they were good folks.
Well, that's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right?
Thanks. What would you be doing today if we hadn't turned up?
Oh, he says, I go for a morning constitutional fairly frequently. I just happen to be doing that.
Huh.
He says, I was about to go for a swim.
Do you have your favorite rock with you?
He's holding it.
He's
in his
holding
hand.
It, yeah.
It's okay. She really likes animal and animal-like people. So just
it's kind of a fetish.
Bear with us.
She seems like an alright person.
I pull out my purple rock. This is my favorite rock.
Ooh, that's a good rock.
Oh, I like it.
He says, "How long have you had it?" I've had this since I was a baby.
Yeah, me too. It's the only thing that I was left with as a child.
It's very sad.
And marks her as favored by my god.
Well, today you're an honorary otter.
I mean, that's
otter king.
How many different kinds of animal-shaped kin are there?
I will answer your question after I show you where the mountain is. And he points off to the horizon. There's a tall peak.
So we just walk up to the mountain and we'll find the oracle?
Well, I mean, walking seems kind of pointless. He says you can take transportation if you want.
What kind of transportation?
He said you guys aren't really from around here, are you?
No.
That's why I'm so amazed that you're being so nice.
He says, why don't you come with me on a little magic carpet ride?
Show us the world?
Yeah, a little bit.
A whole new world? Does it shine and shimmer and glimmer?
You'll see. So he whooshes you over the top of the trees. He says, yeah, this is Ticklebottom Forest.
So from the sky, do we recognize the landscape, like mountain ranges or anything?
Yeah, this looks like the Telvian Mountains.
So we're pretty sure now that we've gone back to at least forward or backwards in time.
Or like an alternate dimension.
He says, so let me risk my reputation. He says, you all are good folks, right?
Yeah.
Some of us are.
I remain silent.
He's not, but I'll knock him off the carpet if he gets bad.
He's been okay.
You've got to have muscle. He's muscle.
Shh. We don't talk about those things. He's good. Everyone's good. I'm all good. Continue.
Are you trying to use intimidation?
No, I'm trying my hand at subtlety.
The most unsubtle subtlety ever is totally your subtlety.
So I whisper it really loudly. I'm trying to use my hand at subtlety.
You're doing a great job there, Punchy.
Thank you. Continue.
And so he descends into the trees. And you see a large town, and he kind of lands out in the front of it. And standing guard are two gerbil folk.
Like, how big are gerbil folk?
They're like 3 feet tall. They're big.
You need to get all these stats.
So they're bigger than the otters.
They're like R-O-U-S-S.
They are R-O-U-S-S.
Gerbils are bigger than otters?
Just these gerbil folk are, yeah. They're big and bowling, kind of bully.
Like hey, the ones from
Gary,
the car
commercial.
I have
a question before you. Wait, you're not going to leave us, are you?
Not now. Eventually.
Okay. So, if we go to the Oracle, is she going to need something from us in return for her services? Like, do we need an offering or?
Well, everyone can only visit the Oracle once. That's the rule.
Ever?
Okay. Ever.
So you won't be able to go all the way with us.
No, I've lost that opportunity. He says, no, but I got what I needed. She told me a fair bit more than just the helping a lot of you, but...
What if you die and become reanimated? Then can you go again?
That's a good question, Punchy.
Very Malthazar question. I'm not going to answer that.
Malthazar?
Necromancer haunts these parts. Not important.
I get out my notebook, because obviously I've been too fascinated up to this point. But
anyway, so he says, he ups off. He says, hey, Gary! The gerbil's like, mouth. Hey, Gary.
You're both named Gary?
Common name.
Okay. Gary? It's cool.
No, what's your name?
Altair.
Her middle name's Gary.
Oh.
Mouth is wrong.
You are a weird bunch of people. Anyway, he says, Gary, these are my acquaintances from the forest. He says, new to town.
As like, foretold.
As foretold. Gary's like, no, I'm cool. Come on in.
And you said Malthazar was a necromancer haunting the area?
Well, yeah, I mean, haunting, not more of a metaphorical haunting, you know, he skulks about.
So is he, like, dead or what?
I mean, he probably is.
Is he a lich yet?
Oh, I don't think he's a lich.
You have to take these things out before they become liches, right? That's what I've heard.
You are a very serious person. You must be from somewhere. You must be from a city. I'm guessing you're from a city.
Yes, she is.
A very small city. I'm a wizard, so we study things. It's very important to know.
Unholy things.
Mm-hmm. Scan a necromancer. Stuff's weird.
All right. So he rolls up his carpet, puts it into his pocket.
I will never not be amused.
I need a pocket of holding.
Mm-hmm. Also draw a scary.
A what?
Draw Gary.
I thought you said draw scary.
Draw scary is what I was attempting to say.
A scary, and I was like, what is
a scary? A scary Gary. All right, so you walk into the city. You see all sorts of animal critters. You see an alligator, like a bipedal alligator folk walking around. He's got like a kind of a big wide brimmed hat on. You also see a couple rabbit folk.
Are we getting weird looks?
Oh yeah, you guys are not weird looks, like
curious looks?
No,
more like suspicious looks. Like,
are all the houses here small-ish for us?
Yes. Okay. Well, there's a couple that are bigger.
Yeah.
Instead, walking out of one of them is a giant bear wearing what appears to be a vest with a badge on it.
Hiding shadows.
But we're just following Gary, right?
Yeah. Gary's like, I have to introduce you to the sheriff. It's only the constable, anyway.
I always make sure that Shadow Moss is between me and an even rabbit. They're oddly like people, so it's not too bad, but they're not enough like people for me not to be a little terrified.
I'm going to posture at the rabbit folk to try and scare them away, like,
One of them just goes... keeps walking.
Why are you making enemies?
I'm trying to keep them away from Punchy.
Punchy's good. You're good, right? I mean, not great.
Hello, everybody.
What's your name, sir?
New in town.
I am Mr. New in town.
No, my name's Bruno.
Hi, Bruno.
I thought his name was going to be Blue, and I was like, oh, God, I can't wait.
Bruno Berenstein.
I'm the sheriff in this town. We don't normally get a lot of visitors like you all here.
We were foretold.
I don't know what that means, but...
Gary was foretold that we'd be here.
I can vouch for them. They're good people. Well, Gary, I guess, thank you for your word on that. He says, we've had some run-ins with you tall folk here in the past.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, always harassing us.
Oh.
Us kin folks.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like all tall folk?
Not all tall folk, but...
Hashtag not all tall folk.
Human folk?
He says, but we definitely had some issues with humans, necromancers, the like.
Hmm.
He says, so while you're in my town, I'd appreciate it if y'all behaved. He says, I'd prefer to give you one of these bear claws, and he pulls out a donut. Rather than one of these bear claws. You understand me now?
Yes.
Bruno, I think I love you.
You're all right. Hands you the donut.
I want one.
He's got a bag. He pulls out another one.
Thank you.
Anybody else? All right, he hands out donuts to anybody that wants them.
I will take them.
He says, now remember, that kind of claw, not that kind of claw. He points. It's a very long, sharp-looking claw at each of you.
Okay. We just want to see the oracle. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Gary's like, don't mind him. He's very protective. He says, so just so you know, it's adorable. We don't get a lot of your folk here, so apologies.
Passing around. You keep keeping them. We all want to see it.
Anyway, so he says, so anyway, this is my workshop. And he opens the doors. Anybody that's half elf, you have to duck, you have to duck. Punchy, you definitely have to duck. yeah, it's just a magical workshop with all sorts of magical items and gizmos and something Altair that really strikes your interest. The forge.
The forge, the fire in it, appears to be made of some sort of magical energy, the likes of which you've never seen before.
I get closer to it. Is it hot?
He says, don't get too close to that. He says, that will melt the flesh right off your body if you're not careful.
I put my hands behind my back and stick my face into everything so I can study it. What does this do?
He says, you're acting like you've never seen a forge before.
Of course I haven't.
What do you mean, of course you haven't? These things are... So I picked this up used.
Remember how we're not from these parts?
How do you make the forge?
He says, I don't know how to make a forge, he says, but... He says, they're made. He says, that's what you use to imbue the things with your magic. He
okay. Says. I gotta just double-check the metagame.
Yeah.
Altair is aware now that we're back in time, right?
Altair, yes. Altair would have put that together.
Okay.
Because there's the one only the single god. There's magical forges which do not exist.
Guys, you need to listen to me.
I don't think that we know.
You don't.
We
you
are know. Not no. in our Clenchy's time period. Confused. No one in our time period can make magical items. And Amon-Toth is a god from 1,000 years ago during the Chaldean Empire. We 100% traveled backwards in time. These things can't be made now. We've lost all knowledge of making magical artifacts.
But couldn't we be in the future?
Absolutely not. There's all this. Amon-Toth is from the past.
Well, where's Lilith?
She's not around yet.
She don't exist.
Try to do something basic. Lay on hands or something.
Oh my god, you're right!
Is anybody hurt? Wait, I could blast people.
Punch
I got a splinter in my finger the other day.
Oh, okay, I will lay hands on you. Lay hands.
It still works. But, like, when you're casting it, it's like... It feels like you're almost, like, pulling through, like, a... It almost feels like you're casting through, like, a screen.
Because she sent us here, so she must be... Still connected.
You're holding, and when you're casting it, though, your holy symbol glows in a way that it normally doesn't.
Doesn't?
Yeah. Like, it actually, like...
Pulsates with light.
I'll just say, like, you get the idea that, like...
should work fine.
That, like, instead of, like, channeling it straight from the god like you normally do, like, you're channeling it through this holy symbol.
It's glowing.
So
yeah,
two things.
Not supposed to.
I know it's unlikely, but I want to look around for some thieves' cant stuff. If there's anything, it seems.
Roll me a perception check.
And then also, I want to see if I can buy an Amon-Toth symbol. 19.
You see no thieves' cant stuff that you recognize, but you do see a vendor who's willing to sell you an Amon-Toth symbol for a copper piece.
Sold.
I cast magic weapon on one of my daggers. Does it work?
Yeah.
Mine works okay. It's not weird.
No.
Mine works too. It's just weird.
Oh.
On the
like
way
she's
here.
Still there, but she's not quite there.
Well, I mean, if you really think about the philosophical origins of gods, they're like a god exists all the time, even if they aren't current in the current time. So it's technical that Lilith could still exist,
just
but right now Amon-Toth is the main god. Because the story, do I know the story behind Amon-Toth? This Altair?
Mm-hmm. Vaguely. Like,
vaguely?
Not, you've been more focused on magical. Or
wait a minute.
So there was Amon-Toth, and then something happened.
If I'm the only one in my faith, then I'm the high priestess.
Yes. Yes, you are.
You're Lilith.
Altair is done. She's going to go back to look at things.
You do that while I have my little crisis of faith.
So, Gary...
You're higher than a high priestess. You're like...
I'm the founder
of the acolyte. You're the avatar of Lilith right now. You are
the L. Ron Hubbard.
You're also the only adherent so far. Unless you didn't
exactly.
People.
Smarter than everyone.
You're going to proselytize everywhere.
Yeah.
When we were walking to the workshop, were there pets or animals that were not fully sentient or can? Okay. So... Willamette is not considered like a slave or lesser. Okay.
Does he have any reaction to me, like, laying on hands and my symbol glowing and whatnot?
Does he have any reaction to...
He says, that's an awful weird looking symbol you got around your neck.
Maybe you should hide that going forward.
Why? What? Why would...
Because you're a heretic right now in a land with only one god. Do you want to get us hung?
Oh, I don't think anyone would hang her for, as long as you don't go around, like, you know, attacking priests and stuff. But.
Well, no, there's plenty of room for plenty of gods. Like, why would I be hung because...
Well, there's only the one, but, you know...
What, there's a law?
There's no law. He says there's just...
He said there's only the one.
There's just the one. It's just the way it is.
Well, all that you're aware of. It'll get better. You'll learn about Lilith soon. She's great. She brought us here, so...
Aren't you morally obligated, then, to teach everyone about all the gods? No. About the pantheon? Because you're the only one who knows about all
he
the
says,
gods.
You all are saying a lot of weird words. Anyway, you're asking how to get to...
Yeah, about that mountain.
The mountain.
Wait.
And he says...
Are we used to the oracle or go to the mountain?
The mountain.
Oh, I thought the evil guy was on the mountain.
Oh, he's just in the woods around here.
No, the person who made the sliver, we gotta...
The oracle will tell you where that person is.
Okay, the oracle's on the mountain. Okay, sorry. A lot has happened the last few hours.
Yeah.
Who's up first?
So, if we go see the oracle, we can only go once, but do we need to bring her anything?
I don't know.
Why does she oracle then? What's she get out of this?
She speaks God.
Who pays her bills?
God. Amon-Toth speaks to her himself.
Yeah, but what does she eat?
I mean, I'm assuming food that Amon-Toth leaves her?
Huh.
Or food that the
bunnies just hop up and die on the, throw themselves into the fire to cook for
her. He says, I didn't see her eat when I was there. Maybe she doesn't eat.
So she's just a benevolent, omniscient person.
The Oracle?
Yeah.
Why did we travel 1,000 years to unmake a thing that wasn't active for that long?
Why do you assume we traveled 1,000 years?
Because it's about 1,000 years ago.
The region, yeah.
Well, more than 1,000 years, because the cataclysm happened about 1,000 years ago.
The cataclysm happened 1,632 years ago.
Oh, so our dates start at the cataclysm. Our current dates that we're aware of start from the cataclysm. So we're definitely at least 1,632 years in the past.
The blight in our time was not that old.
But didn't Lilith say that we had to destroy, like... Just because it wasn't that old doesn't mean...
Find
who
made it and then unmake it.
The roots ran deep, is what I should put it.
Yeah, so just because it wasn't always used for the blight doesn't mean
it's been around for a while then.
We're always finding weird artifacts and magical things. I mean, that's how we get all the magical items. No one can make bags of holding where
we're
from.
You're saying we're pre-cataclysm? Why?
What do you mean, why?
Frigg would know, but Alicia doesn't know what the cataclysm is.
Oh, the cataclysm is when the god died.
That's when Amon-Toth died and the current pantheon of gods took power.
Oh, okay.
Or they took power many years after that, during the Dark Ages.
During the Dark Ages, yeah. So, but I don't know a lot of detail about that. Altair doesn't know a lot of detail about that.
I'm getting
some... Metagaming boot camp!
So anyway, our goal is to get to the Oracle.
He says, yeah, it's in the Talvian lands, he says. He says it's in the Empire.
The Empire? What are you rambling about, Newman?
Nothing. I'm just getting suspicious, as I usually do.
Of what?
I'm wondering how we're related to the cataclysm, or how close we are to that event.
Oh, yeah.
Spoilers. Do you get any of this, Luther? No, I still don't understand what's going on. I know that we were in the Blight, and then the Blight was gone. And Altair thinks that we went back in time, but that's Bonzo. That's not going to happen.
Gary, what's the year?
That would mean your baby hasn't been born.
He says 6,354.
Oh, sorry, what?
The year, 6,354.
That's long.
Useless.
That's not anywhere near our...
No, they're just counting by a whole other calendar.
Yeah, 6,354. And what's the date?
Yeah, what month is it? Do you have... Let's see if they have different month names.
Oh, of course they do.
Or different time measurements entirely.
He says it's the third day of summer.
Could you give me the months?
What's a month?
Seasons. Summer, winter, spring.
Yeah.
Okay. How many days
we have solstices and the equinoxes, and that always signals a new...
Has our language not evolved in a gazillion years?
How do we understand it?
Universal translator.
Look, it's June 24th, everybody. I don't understand the problem.
How do we understand him?
Common's just common. You have to roll with it.
We were somehow given babblefish.
Well, we were traveling.
Yeah.
He's saying, he says, you're all speaking otterkin, so I don't know.
I know, right? Don't you wish you spoke otterkin?
No! Like, common is otterkin?
I speak a couple of words in Dwarvish. Dwarvish. There's no such thing.
He says, yeah, otterkin.
Did you understand me?
Did we hear?
You heard the Dwarvish.
Okay.
I speak Dwarvish.
Well, of course.
Why are you asking her?
Because she doesn't understand Dwarvish.
My intelligence is 10.
Okay, yeah. Might as well continue to try this. Something in Elvish. Does that sound odd?
Otterkin, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So that's just the magic of the era.
We just have Babel.
So does Bruno speak Bearkin, or does everyone speak Otterkin?
He says, no, when you're talking to Bruno, he was speaking the common.
Interesting.
Maybe this is Lilith's blessing.
Mm-hmm. I think
She gave us the tools we needed. She is smart. She is.
It's almost
she
like
doesn't
it's just,
even exist.
It's almost like it would just be a real inconvenience to have you deal with all the different languages.
The DM giveth and the DM taketh away. Wait for it.
Okay, so
I don't know what you're talking about here, but it's been a delightfully balanced and kind DM who would certainly never try to trick his players into trusting someone unworthy. Never.
Oh, and he would also never TPK a player while drunk, I'm sure.
Rengren killed himself.
I mean, TPK is a total party kill.
I'm getting killed right now. This session, I'm going to die. Did you see the look in his eyes? Any small bit I can get back from you while you're chewing your candy so you can't talk back. This is delightful.
Okay, so we need information about how to get to the Oracle, how far it is.
I mean, he keeps trying to tell us and we keep fucking getting distracted.
He says, I assume it's just not a priority for you guys.
I mean, it is, but we're also in
a whole new world.
He says, so you're telling me that you all came from another time?
Yes.
You.
He says, when'd you come from?
Spoilers.
What's spoilers?
Well, the world changes a lot in a bit, and then, you know, it's not the same. So we come from a different time, very far in the future. We probably shouldn't actually tell you what's going to happen.
How prevalent are otterkin in world politics from where you're from?
They're on a downswing.
God damn it, I love you.
I want to hug you
Things
so bad right now.
Better.
I says, well, that's a bummer.
But, you know, you never know.
Well, must go down, must come back up.
Politics, things are just cyclical.
Punchy? What are you? Who are you?
Why is Punchy the most diplomatic person in this party right now?
Because Punchy's confused, and she just wants to get to the Oracle on the mountain. And so she doesn't want a sobbing otterkin. Because otterkin don't exist in our world.
I just love that Punchy apparently knows that politics are cyclical. That's the part that's getting me. Like, not the fact that you're actually progressing the game. That Punchy is all like, politics are cyclical.
I listen sometimes.
Let me holler at the Muddy Buddies.
The what?
The Muddy Buddies.
Puppy Chow.
I don't know what it means.
Buddy, buddy.
I just
puppy
heard
chow.
It once in town.
It sounded really good.
You sound smart.
You sound so smart.
Good.
He says, so... The Oracle? You like to go there?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Maybe while on the way there, you can let us know everything about this world and how to survive in it.
Oh, you want me to go with you?
I guess if you want, you don't have to.
You could just loan us the rug.
Don't loan him anything.
Oh, no! We left Sandwich behind.
We left all the horses.
Yeah, and poor Bloody Sandwich.
Not yet,
and the
me.
Beer.
Well, they're being well taken care of. And if you come back, you're going to make it back.
Why are you medicating?
I'm not.
He's trying to reassure you about the fate of your...
I thought that was Frigg.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought that was Alicia out of character.
We should probably have a system to indicate when we're doing stuff in and out.
It's usually pretty obvious.
So, you were talking about some transportation to get up the mountain. So what are those options?
He says, well, he says you can go to the city and just take the lift.
What? Oh my god, is there public transportation in this world?
Yeah.
Is it free?
He says, well, I mean, you all look like money folk. He says, it shouldn't be more than a few silver pieces to get from the city to the Oracle.
Okay. Hmm? Is this like an amusement ride in your area? Is this something people do for fun?
No, they usually use it to go to work, visit friends.
On the mountain?
I assume you're going to visit the Oracle. The directions.
It makes multiple stops.
Oh.
Altair's in charge of writing down all of the directions.
Well, don't we just have to go back into the city and get the lift?
We just have to go to the city, right?
Yeah, the real city, the tall person city.
Human
yeah.
city, or people city.
So where do we go?
He says, well, what you'll do is you'll leave town, you'll head south. He says, past Mudlum Swamp, and then you'll get into the Tall Lands. And he says, so what you want to do is you want to go south until you hit the river. And then he says, if you follow the river east for maybe a half a day or so, you should arrive.
So south to river.
Should we get more transportation animals?
Can we afford more transportation animals?
I mean,
how many days is it?
Get some transportation.
Oh, he says it's probably on foot, probably 2.5 days.
That's not bad.
I guess we probably couldn't take him on the lift. I guess we huff it.
He says, "I'll tell you what." He says, "I don't have any orders today, so I'll give you a lift past the Mudlum Swamp and see you on your way."
Thank you.
Thanks. Very kind.
Gary, they're the best.
Where did you learn to make magical artifacts?
This is our artificer school.
How do I find one of those?
You go into the city, right?
Yeah.
There's like a dozen there.
Was there one you recommend?
He thinks about it for a second. He says, I would avoid the Imperial Artificer Academy. He says, just because they're real assholes. what I would recommend, he says, assuming that you're cool with the smaller folk, is there's a badger there that runs a little shop. Barry is his name. And
with an A or an E?
With an A. And it's Barry's blacksmithing and artificing. It's a little off the beaten path, he says, but they're friendly. They're accepting of quirkiness.
Why did you look at me when you said that?
I looked at all of you. You're all very
yeah, you did.
Blacksmith and artificery? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
So real quick, this empire, who's in charge? Like, is it one group of people? Like, are the elves in charge? Are the dwarves in charge? Like, what is the empire?
He says, well, it's ruled by the Empress, of course.
What is she?
He says, I've never met her myself, but...
An enemy of the people.
He says, probably a human.
I mean, why would you think either of any race but humans would be in charge? They breed like rabbits.
Just because of the amount of time that we've
Hey, that's kind of an offensive to my rabbit friends.
Not rabbit kin. Rabbit rabbits.
Food rabbits.
Yeah. He's like, no, it's true. So my buddy Jack has like 13 kids. Anyway.
That's true, man.
Gary, you've been really super helpful. It's really nice having someone who knows we're not from around here. If you're not offended by the suggestion, could we pay you to be our guide for, like, a few days?
Pulls out his rock, kind of plays with it in his hands a little bit as he's thinking.
Do you have the money for
that? Oh, my God.
Well, it depends on how much he wants. Because, you know, true. I'm realizing once
we're out of his company, it's going to be difficult to get basic information without looking like a lunatic.
I do all right for myself. So let me look at my book.
We'll probably blend a lot better once we're out of
the... He goes over and he pulls down like the sort of... It's like a metal tablet. And he kind of like... So there's a command word and like some like things start floating in the air in front of it. And you're like, okay.
I get really close.
And it's an iPad.
He says... Yeah,
calendar sync them.
Push that off. He says, all right. He says, look, I can go with you as far as the city. But he says, I really have to head back after that.
Oh. Well...
I'll put you up in a good hotel, maybe tell you a little bit of what you need to know about...
Well, but that's very nice, but what would we owe you? Because we don't expect you to do all that work and time.
Oh, no, of course not. I'm a businessman.
Yeah.
I'm a business auditor.
What do you guys use for money?
I mean, gold and silver and copper. He pulls out a coin, unlike any coin you've seen before, but it's definitely made of gold.
So our money looks a little different. Are you going to be okay with this kind of coin? And I show him.
That is different. Well, as long as it's real. So just tell them you're from the southern continent. We'll buy it.
Cool.
Okay. Let's go. Wait,
what? We didn't get a quote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says, so, skilled hire like myself.
You would have done it for free if we hadn't mentioned it.
2 gold pieces per day.
And
plus the return trip. So we'll say, we'll call it 10 gold pieces altogether.
Total?
Total.
Talk him down.
I only have 8
She's
gold in total.
She's
offered
to pay him in the first place.
You know, we were thinking more like 5.
Have fun walking to the city.
And we go up to 6.
I've got a magic carpet. Look, I wasn't expecting to haggle with you. You all seem like nice folk. I gave you my honest, fair price.
Okay.
How about this? How about I start at 20?
I'm sorry, Gary. I'm really sorry. Things are done differently where we're from. To be clear, you're talking about taking us to the Oracle and back.
No. He's going to take us to the city. That's it.
Okay. Well, you mentioned a return trip.
Yeah,
oh,
for
you. Okay. And it would be how many days, you think? With us?
On the carpet? He says probably 1.5 days.
Okay. So 3. So plus 1 day in the city. Mm-hmm. That's 4 days. And how many gold a day did you say?
2 gold a day.
So where did the 10 come from?
He says I thought it might be 2 days in the city. I was estimating.
Okay.
Never know if we aren't running into any trouble on the way. That necromancer still is about.
Or we could just have him drop us off at Mugwump Swamp and walk.
I'm surprised you're not jumping in the chance to spend a couple extra days with a font of information who does.
He's already basically told me he won't teach me what I want to know, so I'm anxious to get to the city where there are people who will teach me what I want to know.
I can't afford to pay him anyway, so I'm in favor of taking the public transportation.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to the city. Yeah.
I don't know if the public transportation is all that expensive.
He said a couple silver.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
But that's only once we get to the city. We still have 1.5 days.
I mean, it'll be curious to, like, walk around and see what this place looks like.
Yeah, I was just thinking, once we're on our own, like, we don't know how much things are supposed to cost, we don't know...
Just like going to a new city.
Okay. I don't know that Gary's gonna help us with that, though.
He's just gonna take us to the city.
I don't know!
I mean, he's already said he doesn't want to go.
You're right. We have made an excellent friend, and we don't want to take... advantage of your goodwill. We appreciate your offer. We will happily take your girlfriend as far as you'll take us. And we'll let you go on your merry way.
We'll hop on.
Thank you.
Pulls it out of his little pocket. Rolls it out.
That's adorable. Mm. How much can you fit in that pocket?
It's a personal question, isn't it? Oh, sorry.
I guess apparently it is.
How deep is your pocket?
He says...
That's a different question when you're asking a human female. But considering I'm a dwarf, I'm not sure I get your supposition. You're whatever.
Your suppository. He says, all right. He says, if there's a limit, I haven't found it yet.
Wow. I want to learn how to make one of those.
He says, this is my graduation project.
How long were you in school?
This is about 8 years. Not really.
Yeah, I mean, I spent 37 years studying.
Oh, so you must be an excellent artificer.
No, we can't artifice where we come from. It's a tragedy. I want to learn all the new things. All we can do is learn spells out of books.
Sounds boring. Anyway, hop on my magic carpet that I made myself.
You made this?
Yeah.
Now, bear in mind, if we can't get back, it's not really special knowledge here.
I don't care. It's still new knowledge.
It's still respectable living.
Y'all are going to have a hard time getting me to go to this oracle. I want to stay in the city and
go for it.
Learn new things.
But the oracle might have a
different magic.
You're here because she saw my rock. Let's just be clear on that.
She saw your rock and was like, I want to pick that person up. All right, so moving along as if this is going well.
Moving on. All
right, so...
Whee!
You guys hop on his magic carpet. Mm-hmm. So you pick up, it goes back up out of the trees. You wave goodbye to Gary, the other Gary, as you guys leave. And he takes you kind of over the woods and into like kind of a marshy swamp area that he flies over. Points down, you see a kind of wooden shack down there. He says, that's Jax.
That's Jack. Your friend with the kids, right?
Yeah, he's a rabbit. Rabbit folk. So he runs the tavern.
God.
Says, you guys want to stop?
Mm-mm. No, I think we're good. No. Let's keep going.
Okay. Anywho, so he flies. And then once he gets to the edge of the swamp, he puts you down. And there's sort of a well-trodden dirt path. He says, well... Can't say this was how I expected my day to go, but for what it's worth, the oracle's right. You all seem pretty good people.
So we just go that way?
He says, points to the dirt road and says, just take this to the river and go left.
Thank you.
Go left or we're going left. South, aren't we going to go?
No.
South and then west.
You said east.
You said east.
Oh, south and then east, so right.
Oh, okay.
Take right.
I choose not to pick his pocket.
Oh, no, east, yeah, left. East is left.
It might be difficult to pick that pocket.
I know, that's what I was thinking. But there's probably so much good stuff in there.
Yeah, you might find yourself lost. You
give him, like, a goodbye hug.
Thank you, and...
He shakes your hand.
Well, and I have pretty ribbons in my hand to give him.
Ooh, pretty ribbons. Thank you. He takes them and ties one up in his hair.
Nice.
I'm fancy.
You are. Why don't you look pretty?
Well, it was a pleasure meeting all of you. Best of luck in your journeys, and if you find yourself back in Tarrowfell, pay me a visit.
Did the Oracle tell you anything else about us other than that we were good folk?
And six of us.
He says, nothing you want to know.
What? Really? Because I pretty much want to know everything.
Yeah, I got that from you. Anyway.
We're talking to our Oracle ourselves. We'll be fine.
He says...
Damn, bro.
He says, take care of yourselves.
I did hear there is a storm event coming. The big flashing signs over the highway were warning about a storm event. So.
Cool.
And he hops back on his magic carpet and flies up into the air and then out of sight.
One of us is definitely going to die.
Tonight, like the humans in this house in Seattle? Or
no! God!
Characters? One of us, like, how big of a storm do you think it's going to be?
One of us is going to die.
True fact, all of us are going to die.
Oh, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
More happy
praise. More happy praise.
So you guys are back in the quiet woods.
How's our food situation?
Oh, we don't have to worry about that.
We don't have to worry about that. It's good.
The fruit bars were good.
You got fruit bars, you got trail rations.
Okay. So we're heading into town?
Mm-hmm.
March.
So how do you...
This will be before the orcs were slaughtered, too, so you might see more of your kind.
That would be nice.
You guys are walking. What are you all doing as you walk in this alien land?
I will be walking beside Punchy, going, "Oh my god, did you see their little lady?"
And I'm trying to self-soothe because I'm very uncomfortable with this whole thing. And I brought out my tin whistle and I started playing it again.
Good practice.
I'm still uncomfortable with the whole situation. Just, our people live a long time, and the idea that this is before even my parents were born is really...
This is before, your grandparents or great-grandparents were born.
Yeah. Which is just weird for an elf.
Yeah. So all sorts of temporal shenanigans.
Not to mention, I've got all these things in the works in our modern time, and none of those matter now.
Are you having an existential crisis?
A little bit. He's very focused on, oh, God, we need to go back. We need to go back. We need to get this done and go back.
Altair?
It's just woods around us, right?
Yeah.
Are there different kinds of fauna or flora around us than what we're used to seeing?
No, it's all pretty familiar stuff. Not a lot's changed in the thousands or thousands of years it's been. So.
She's walking very fast. She's ready to get this fucking city right fucking now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, possibly monologuing about all the implications of the things she's heard.
I mean, guys, I could learn how to make a magical furnace and I could create my own magical items. I don't ever want to go back. This is ridiculous. This is perfect.
But if you could take this knowledge to the future, you would be the most powerful person in existence.
Who cares?
I do. That's worth a lot of money.
So I'm marching very fast.
Greg?
I'm keeping pace with the chosen one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And her dumbass.
It's not my dumbass who got us here, but you're going to reap the consequences of it.
detecting evil or whatever it is a lot.
Okay. Well, what's your mental state? What's on your mind as you... Where's Frigg at?
This is weird, and I don't like that my god is,
missing?
She's a baby god. She still cares about me, and I can still feel her, but this is weird.
But ultimately, you were proven right.
I did save the day with God. this is what she wants. She sent us here, but it's weird, and I'm uncomfortable, and everything is a little confusing. And the otter was really helpful.
What about you, Norman?
Oh, I'm suspicious. But
of
I'm
what?
Everything. I'm looking around, keeping pace with the rest of the group, and I keep thinking that I should probably not kill any humans or else, just in case one of them happens to be...
I'm sure the last time he let down his guard, a witch ate him.
Yep. Yep.
It's been a strained journey for no one.
I also keep wondering what we could do here and how it would affect me way into the future. But there's no way of knowing it, which makes me even more uncomfortable.
So very monkey of you, you're sitting here worried about the butterfly effect.
Yeah, of course. You sure?
Well, in the most selfish way possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm going to stop in the middle of the trail and go, "Oh my god, Punchy! Imagine what an otterkin baby looks like!"
Like an otter.
That'd be cute. Keep marching.
Like an otter.
You're going to go make babies with an otterkin now?
Whoa! She didn't say half otter, half... Or you're a gnome. No!
Don't be
Notterkin.
Racist. People can
It'd
do
be
that.
A Notterkin.
Yeah. That poor child. And I shake my head at you and walk faster.
Just because you don't like being biracial doesn't mean everybody else
No one likes biracial! That's what my grandma
grandma says too, but she's just racist.
All right, so you guys passed the day
arguing about things,
having interesting conversations and existential crises, and playing the tin whistles. And
well, now we know who's on the side of racial purity.
No, it's just.
If that's going to happen, you just have to make sure that the child isn't abandoned.
Let's take a very quick bathroom break, and then we'll reconvene.
I did finish the season that's on Netflix, and I will continue to watch it. I just
like Doc Holliday. He was pretty cool.
Yeah, you got to take him for, like, don't have high expectations.
Right.
Like, accept that it's a ridiculous thing. Although I did love when he got into it, when someone just, like, tossed him keys to a car, assuming he knew how to drive, and he's just like... Is the Doc Holliday? He's immortal now for some reason.
I don't know what Doc Holliday is.
Doc Holliday, like Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday.
I know
Billy the Kid.
I know Wyatt Earp and Doc and Billy the Kid, but
oh well. Doc Holliday was Wyatt Earp's contemporary.
And so we're recording again.
Recording
like 30 seconds.
Okay.
Just some Wyatt Earp convo. You know, add some season and flavor to the episode for those that go back and listen to it.
Like you do.
Like you do. All right, so it is probably the fourth day of summer.
June 25th.
You guys made it to the river, but it was nightfall at that point, so I imagine at that point you probably needed to make camp.
And did I detect any evil?
Detected no evil.
Okay.
So far, it's been a pleasantly evil-free experience.
Hmm. What about Gnome and Spider Sense? Is that tingling?
I don't know. I'll forever be uncomfortable, I think, in this place.
I mean, you have seen several spiders, so I don't know if your Spider Sense picked that up or not. But you made it to what Gary called the Cameluvian River, though you guys probably know it is the...
Greatest river.
Great river, yeah. The eastern river.
I wanted to know
that. So, who's keeping watch?
I can do first shift.
Okay.
Who's taking second shift?
I can do second shift.
Alright, only a perception check, Shadowmoss.
Beep, 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 beep.
You said perception?
Mm-hmm.
20.
20?
We're not a natural 20, but a 20.
You notice somebody walking up the road towards your campfire.
I'm gonna nudge punch you and be like, "Hello there, stranger!" Loud enough to hopefully wake people, but basically just...
Hello there.
Who wakes up?
Roll me a perception check with disadvantage.
Which is I roll two and take the lower
one?
Yep. Everyone?
Everyone. Okay. That's asleep. Right. If you want to. Punchy, you're awake.
So that's 3 plus see, my age and 20 plus my 25, but I take the lower one,
yeah.
Right?
8. So you lose your natural 20.
15.
That's a
50.
11. Perception?
Yeah.
What's 11.
With disadvantage?
Yeah, 11. All
right. Everybody but Noman wakes up. Noman is soundly asleep. Suspicious of even his dreams. Says, hello there. Mind if I share your fire?
Can we see anything? Person?
Can we see him?
You have dark vision?
I'm a gnome. So
I do,
so, yeah.
We all do it.
Do I sense? Do I detect evil?
He is not a fiend or a celestial. What's the list? I forgot that you can detect.
Oh, fuck.
He's not. He's not on the list of things that you can detect. No.
Okay.
However, he is dressed in sort of a traveling cloak, and he has like a looks like kind of a scarf pulled up around his face and a big hat on.
You can share the fire if you show us your face.
Wait a minute, is my thing detect evil and good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so aberration, celestial, elemental, fae, fiend, or undead?
He's none of those things.
Okay.
He lowers his hood.
and a set of tusks. Huh. Protrudes. Yeah, and he says, I can be on my way. It's all right.
Seems fine to me.
Seems fine to me. Yeah, have a seat. You know, if you try to kill anybody, I'll set you on fire.
She will. She does that.
I have no doubt. He sits like at a respectful distance, but like within the warmth of the fire.
How big is he in comparison to Punchy?
How big is Punchy?
She's 6. I forgot.
He's on the back of that.
Almost
6'6". He's maybe like an inch shorter than you.
I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm. He says, so where are you guys heading?
Where are you heading?
We're going towards the city.
Yeah. He says, I'm heading west. He says, to the coast.
What's on the coast?
He says, Petruvia, of course.
What is it?
Petruvia.
What is that?
It's the city on the coast.
This is why we needed the otter.
It's fine. What's cool about Petruvia?
Well, he says, I'm hoping to set sail.
Oh, it's a sailor?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
You know, I'm not a sailor, but I'm hoping to head to the southern continent.
Do you have a traveling
map? No, I'm going to book a ship. I'm going to take a ship there.
I thought maybe with the tusks, maybe.
You think he's a walrus person? Yeah. No, he gets close to you.
Is he an elephant person?
He really thinks he's an orc.
Oh, I thought he was like a boar. Okay. Mm. An orc?
No, he's just a straight up orc.
Ask him if he's got a map that we could copy real quick. Just like a travel map.
You're not from around here?
No. From the southern continent.
It's weird. He says you're speaking fluent.
It's a magical spell.
Oh. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
He says, well, he gets a stick. He says, I don't have a map, but I can kind of draw it out for you a little bit.
Cool.
He says, so where are y'all from?
Really far south.
The southern continent?
The most southern point of the southern continent that you can go.
Like, as far south as you can think, further south of that. Gosh, it is cold here.
All right. He says, you're here in the Telvian Empire.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you're just due west of, you guys are heading. Should I keep getting my directions mixed up for some reason?
We're north going east.
You're going east. Well, he's also going east, but further east than you are.
So he's going to Petruvia?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he says, and you guys are going, he says, you're going east, he says, to Ataveria, I'm guessing?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Whatever the city name is, they called it the Tall Folk.
He says, you talking like animal kid or something?
Yeah.
So what are you out so late doing? Were you just going to walk all night?
He says, I was getting ready to make camp. He says, I got mugged. I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Who would mug you?
That, my computer's there.
Says a group of about 4 or 5 humans.
We hear humans are the worst.
Highwaymen.
I'm asleep.
I forgot you were asleep.
I would assume that by now, Nolan.
Yeah, by now, Nolan, you would hurl us.
How far away was that? Because maybe if you should go track them down.
What? No, we have a mission. We want to get to the city.
We're going to that direction anyway.
He says, you got some. Your orc as well, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's nice to see you.
Good to see you too. It's been a long time.
Oh.
Since I've seen another one.
Really?
Yeah, I've been traveling with this lot for a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not very orky.
No. No, they're not.
But yeah, so, yeah, have you guys like the muscle or something?
Yeah. She's the brains.
She's a diplomat.
I'm a very good negotiator.
I bet you are. So do you usually negotiate with the mall or the axe?
I negotiate with my stellar wit, I'll have you.
That's funny.
But occasionally, I will use my axe to lean on when I am negotiating, which seems to, like, help give me better leverage, and I think that different posture gives me, like, better negotiating skills.
Yeah, humans aren't a fan of that posture. He says, well, be careful, there are highwaymen around here, he says, occasionally. Careful in the city. You don't want your pockets getting picked. He says, hide your valuables.
So what's your name?
He says, my name? He says, it's Gerb.
Gerb?
Mm-hmm.
Gerb, what have you heard about the Oracle?
He says it's short for Gerbrolta, but as you know, that's kind of a girly name, so they shortened it.
What do you know about the Oracle on the Mountain, Gerby?
Just Gerb.
Gerbaroony?
That's more acceptable.
Gerbalicious.
That is most acceptable. You talking about the Oracle of Amentath, the one on the mountain? Mm-hmm. Never been myself, he says. Here, everyone's entitled to go once if they want it.
What do you think people usually ask for?
Guidance, favors.
Is there a long queue?
Yeah, I've heard tale. Mm. All right. Sorry, Ruby, you were saying.
No, I was saying, I was talking to this husky person. whether he's met a necromancer, heard tales about a necromancer.
Necromancers? That's foul shit right there. You don't want to get messed up with that. You're not a necromancer, are you?
No, but when we're looking...
Like, you're the one that's going to set me on fire. You're not a necromancer, are you?
No.
Good.
If any of us were a necromancer, we would have killed that necromancer.
Good. Ain't right. Just ain't right. Dead should stay dead.
Mm-hmm.
Well put.
Well, okay. Well, most of us probably need to get more sleep. Do you want to share our fire?
Yes, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay. Who watches it now?
No one's.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So he curls up, puts his like cloak over him like a blanket, mm-hmm. and like rolls part of it under him as a pillow, and he's fast asleep. All right. The rest of you sleep.
Sleeping.
Meditate.
Okay. Do I detect anything other than this person?
Roll me perception check.
All right. Let's see if this is better.
Danville, ladies and gentlemen.
13 plus 5, 18.
Danville.
You don't notice anything near your camp, but as you're looking up, you see, like, it looks to be, like, a shooting star that, like, kind of explodes into, like, 6 or 7 more, kind of, like, up in the sky, off in the distance.
Off in the distance?
Mm-hmm.
Would we know it as fireworks?
No, it's not like a firework. It's actually, like,
Interesting.
Hmm. I don't know enough about magic to make sense of this, I think.
Yeah, it could be something magical. It could be something other, you're not sure.
I keep it in my mind, but I don't wake anyone up yet.
Alright.
Sleep. Alright.
Controlling. It is the 4th day of summer.
Oh, that was the 5th.
No, that was... We forgot to do the camps, so...
Okay.
It's the 4th day of summer.
Alright.
So, guys, by the time before everyone else gets up, Gerb gets up and kind of nods at you.
Mm-hmm.
And starts heading along.
Alright, I'll say, have a safe trip.
Mm-hmm. He walks east.
Okay. He'll be following in his footsteps at some point anyway, so I'll wait until everyone wakes up.
Okay. Now wake up.
Altair is the most knowledgeable about magic.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned to her about what happened, what I saw during the night, to see if she understands.
Does this man have to take my shirt off?
Yes.
Okay, I guess.
So, what does he describe it to me? What do I think of it? Do you want me to roll anything?
Roll me an Arcana.
can't roll above 9 today. Not a whole fucking lot. 13?
Maybe some sort of meteor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So probably not magical.
Or it could be a magical meteor. You've heard rumor of magical powers strong enough to summon a meteor.
Oh, but that's like kill everything meteor. This was just like a pretty light in the sky.
Split into 7 things or something at the end, which is probably not natural. But
was there an explosion on the horizon?
Kinda. I don't know what you mean by an explosion. But
that sounds like something.
Maybe it looked like it like meteors. Fell past the mountains. Mm.
That's above our pay grade.
I mean, there's going to be a lot more magic here because they can actually create magical things.
Definitely Power Rangers.
Or is this a harbinger of the cataclysm? Should we be worried?
I say we ask the Oracle when we get there because she already knows we're coming.
That's true.
Well, if she knows we're coming, she'll bake the cake.
To the Oracle.
I can't wait to get there. I have a cake waiting for you. That would make my day.
You sound excited about me getting cake. Very tired. You didn't sleep well?
No, I go to sleep at this time. I'm very tired. It's 8:30, right?
I'm in character.
8:20. I am in character too. But
it's first thing in the morning.
I am sleepy in the morning.
Alter is not a morning person. Alright, so you guys continue on. After about nearly a day's journey, you crest a hill, and on the other side of it, you see laid out before you a medium-sized city. Like, not like, maybe about the size of what you'd with Lorencar. But it's very unlike anything you've seen back in your normal time frame. The buildings are all made of this gleaming white moonstone that shimmer in the horizon. You see, just sort of like unnaturally floating things like surrounding the city, like little platforms. And in the center of it is a large tower.
Does it look like a wizard's tower?
It does actually kind of look like a wizard's tower.
Don't trust the imperialists, though. Okay. Did Gary give me any directions to finding Barry the blacksmith and artificer?
This is nighttime, right?
It's late afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, I say we go get an inn and get to know the local area.
We're not planning on staying.
Yeah, we just need to find the bus.
Yeah. We don't want to travel at night. Let's get some rest and go tomorrow. Or maybe spend a day figuring out where we're at, asking questions.
Learn how to artifice.
I'm just going to find the lift.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we got to figure out what's going on.
All right,
let's find an inn, and then we can go split the party.
Okay.
Do we find an inn?
Yes. You do. You find several inns. You pass by inns such as the Half Full Mug, the Brass Axe, the Winch's Scroll, the Candle of Ice.
I want to stay at the Winch's Scroll.
Yeah, I want to stay at the Axe.
I want to stay at the cheapest place.
Is there, like, a street vendor or somebody I can talk to?
Yeah. Yeah, people in the street selling things.
Okay, I don't care what they're selling. I just approach and ask.
Wards against evil.
I'm good for now, thank you. I was wondering if you could recommend an inn.
How about a ward against evil?
How much is a ward against evil?
He says it's a silver piece.
No, thank you. I'm just looking for an inn.
5 copper pieces.
Do these look like they actually work?
They look like little idols of the god. Kind of similar to that statue shed, but a little smaller, like necklace sized. Mm-hmm. They look kind of shoddily made.
Here, you can have that. Well, don't want to do that.
What's Amentoth's general appearance?
He wears kind of a toga type thing. Very, kind of half chest open. Bald. He's got like a sun and a moon symbol combined on his forehead. And he's usually carrying scales.
Okay.
Sometimes not, though.
I give him 2 copper. Can you just recommend an inn, please?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's a Winch's Scroll. Pretty good. Pretty good. The brass axe, not bad. he says the Axe of Ice. He says across the street from the brass axe, owned by the X of the brass axe. The Axe of Ice is a bit of a pun on the heartheartedness of the original spouse. Anyway, Winch's Scroll is probably your best bet.
Yeah, it sounds like less drama. All right. Well, thank you.
There's a whole subplot, you know. You can really. Real good side quest will divert you for 2 or 3 sessions.
side quest of marital drama. Oh boy.
Yeah, you know, it's been done. It's been done. This.
Okay, fine. The Winch's Scroll.
You guys walk into the Winch's Scroll.
Winch, okay.
Winch's Scroll. Yeah. It's a very nice, pleasant inn. Working behind the counter, you see a kind of curvaceous older woman, dark skin, kind of gray curly hair. She says, "Welcome to the Winch's Scroll. How may I help you?"
Rooms for a night?
Oh, absolutely. She says, "How many rooms for the 6 of you?"
6? Or are you guys bunking?
What do they cost?
Together.
What are they cost, indeed?
She says, "The rooms here cost an amount of money that I thought I had on my. Oh, here it is. There are 5 silver pieces per room per night."
Do you have a common room?
We do.
How much per night for that one?
For the common room, it's 1 silver piece. She says, "And if you pay me a 2nd silver piece, I can put your belongings in the safe."
5 silvers for a single room?
She says, "Yeah, though that will seat probably 3 of you comfortably."
Oh, okay.
Okay. So anyone wants to share?
Yeah.
Well, last time I asked, you jump out the window.
Last time, that was not the only thing you asked.
Come on, Altair.
Okay, so we'll do 2 rooms, and then the 3 of us can share a room.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
I pat
you on the shoulder. Enjoy your night.
Okay.
So what do you do? You guys are in a brand new city, in a brand new country, in a brand new time. Well, just roll me a d20, and we'll...
I know what I'm going to do.
We'll go around.
No!
So it definitely was against my character because the meat aspect, but I really wanted to go find a street meat vendor 8 for Noman.
Yeah, right.
You want what? Right,
so. I wanted to go find you a street meat vendor.
What did you get?
8.
8.
1. 1. 1. 1.
18.
13.
Is this bad?
16.
Should I use inspiration?
No. It's just the order that we're going to... I'm just going to start with... And to keep things simple, I'm just going to start with Braxis and then work my way around this way. Because that kind of works.
Mm-hmm.
Braxis, what do you do?
Alcohol.
Really? Ooh. Already?
Yeah. Really? I'm going to stay in the inn and drink.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you sit there in the inn. Bartender says, "What can I get you?"
"Have you heard of the Flaming Carrot?"
You do it on me.
It's not very good. I'll just take whatever kind of ale or mead you've got.
Imperial Ale, coming right up.
Sounds good.
All right, so that'll be...
Are you carousing?
With tip, that's 5 copper pieces. So you can pay for 2 if you just want to mark
the silvers. Yeah, I'll just take 2 silvers off.
So while you're drinking... you actually see 2 people in the corner that seem to be communicating in some sort of, like, very primitive form of your thieves' camp.
I want it. You can reach it.
Lives on the floor now.
Oh, doesn't it? Those are my bed.
They're just talking about what appears to be some sort of, like, contraband deal.
Hmm.
Well, pretty much you get the idea that one's signaling, "Do you have the money now?" and signaling, "Do you have the stuff?" And even though they're talking about nothing else in common, nothing that has to do with it, they just keep kind of asking them back and forth to each other. They're making various assurances to each other that they have it. So,
I'm just going to stay silent and observe, and if they get up to do an exchange, I'll consider following. Mm-hmm. But I assume other people are going to want to drink, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. Show us.
I just assumed we were going to bed, so I'm getting ready for bed.
Okay. Gonna head upstairs.
I also really want to, you know, talk to Punchy about her feelings about seeing an orc boy for the first time.
Punchy, what are you doing?
I'm going to lie to Shadow Moss, but it's not... Like, it's going to be very telling. Something like, oh, I've got to do that thing outside, and I'll just kind of head out. I'll be up in a little bit. I have to go do that thing. And I want to go check out if there's more orcs, because after I saw that one today, I was like, hey, I miss orcs.
All right. You search around the town, and you find, like, near the edge of the town, like, you find an inn called the Broken Shield.
Okay.
And inside, it's full of orcs. It's an orc bar.
Yay! I go barging in, which is custom.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, "What's up, motherfuckers?"
All of them just raise their glasses and cheer you.
We just kind of wrestle around like orcs do.
Oh yeah, there's all sorts of bar fights and storytelling. And
I get shit-faced, and Shadow Moss isn't quite sure what happened to me, but she doesn't see me probably till tomorrow morning.
Hopefully you didn't tell them about the
experience. My eyes are a little red-rimmed in the morning.
Wait, you didn't spend all night grilling Altair about... I don't know, boys, girls.
I don't know what Altair's doing yet, so I don't know if I spent one.
Alright, Noman, what are you doing?
Okay, I go up to the bar as well because I'm curious about
suspicious.
No, actually I'm curious about all the new alcohol and the new food that I haven't tried yet. So I ask him something under a server. What's the nicest bar snack /
She says, well... She says, if you're looking for a meal, she says, I've got a poached trout with sugar and dried apricot. She says, trout I pulled from the river this morning.
Sugar and dried apricot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new one on me. Go ahead.
She says, yeah, I got that. She says, I've got a pickled partridge and onion. And I've got smoked goose with dried artichoke.
I'll take the third one. How much is it?
It comes with a drink of your choice. She says, we got Imperial Ale, we got Elven Wine, Dwarven Stout.
I'll take the stout with it. Okay.
All right. She says, it'll be a gold piece. Or no, silver piece, sorry. Silver.
All right.
Silver piece, whoops.
Yeah. I just keep chatting.
Mm-hmm. You find observing. You find out that the bartender who checked into your rooms, her name is Mara.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And she's, owned and ran this bar for the last 30 years.
I ask her if she has already gone to visit the Oracle.
Oh, I don't think that's something I would do. She says, I know my place.
Hmm.
So my place is right here in this city, in this bar.
You've never been curious in 30 years to...
She says, no. I mean, what would I ask for? What would I ask?
What do people ask? Surely you've met a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Who have come back from the Oracle.
Well, you know.
You must have heard some stories.
Some people are desperate. They go there because they've got an illness that they can't seem to fix, or they've got a broken heart. A lot of that. It's a waste, if you ask me.
Mm.
She says, some people also want to know, you know, questions. They want to know what their future holds or what the past has held.
And how true has the Oracle been, as far as...
She says, well, I mean, word has it that she's infallible, though. She can be a bit cryptic sometimes, I've heard.
Okay. Fair.
She says, some people have had the diseases cured. A lot happened, so.
Cool.
Because no one knows why Amintoth decides to do what he does.
I keep observing. I keep looking around.
Frig.
I want to be close to my god.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a casino in town?
Several.
Mara, can you recommend a gambling house? A good one. A nice one where people are, you know, honest.
Well.
Well, I mean, where the house doesn't fuck you over.
Hmm. Well, the house wins, but doesn't win all the time. Yeah. You want to go to Ruby's.
Ruby's.
It's on the river.
I will go to Ruby's.
All right. So you head down to the river. And you realize as you're heading, you're like, wait, where is this place? But then you realize you couldn't possibly have missed it. Ruby's is actually, there's a giant, like, gym that's floating in midair, like, maybe 30 feet off the ground, suspended by nothing, like magic, basically. And the casino itself is made entirely of clear crystal that's floating above the river.
So you can see everything that's happening inside?
Yeah, you can see, like, all the gambling. It's, like, it's a little smoky, so you can't, like, make out, like, you can't, like, make out, like, faces, but you can see all the movement, and you can see, like, people gambling. And as you get there, you kind of puzzle for a second about, like, how do you get in? Because there's no stairs. It's literally just floating there. And somebody walks up, and they step on a platform, and the platform magically raises up, and then they go in, and then it raises back down.
I'm going in.
All right. You head into the gambling hall. It's filled with... it's filled with games that are familiar to you and games that you also have never seen before. Games that appear to use some sort of combination of mechanics and magic to do, like, there's, like, flashing lights and and weird rules. You don't quite get exactly what's going on with all of them. But there are definitely people playing cards.
Yeah.
And there's, like, roulette wheels and people throwing dice.
I think I want to join a card game.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, put my holy symbol to work and worship in my own way.
All right, roll me a gambling check. I think you have it as a tool, I think. It's proficiency.
Gambling isn't a skill.
Intelligence plus your proficiency bonus, I'll say.
Mm.
With advantage, because of your holy
symbol. Well, I have no intelligence bonus.
Yeah,
I have a 10, and then the box is 0.
Yeah.
So just your proficiency bonus, which I think is 2.
2. Oh, okay. But, and then I also have my
advantage.
Holy symbol, so I roll it twice. Okay.
Yep.
Oh no.
4.
You're feeling a little disheartened. How much damage do you wager?
Should I ask that question first?
Yeah.
No, I leave it up to you.
I don't know. I'm probably not willing to lose more than a gold.
Alright, so you like you gamble like kind of copper and silver games. And as that goes on, you lose every hand.
Wow.
I'm feeling kind of abandoned by my gods.
Yeah. Like you've never had this bad a night at a casino.
Okay, well, after a couple hours of losing everything, I leave.
Mm-hmm.
And
the magic platform.
Yes. And I look for a street food vendor.
Mm-hmm. There are several, yeah.
Okay. The friendliest looking one.
Mm-hmm. He's got a bunch of fish on pikes that are cooked.
Okay. I would like some fish, please.
Oh, yeah. Copper piece of peace.
Will do. Here's 2. Mm-hmm. Can you recommend a gambling place where people are, like, you know, down to earth? Like, kind of like the opposite of this shiny, fancy stuff we got here?
He says, yeah. He says there's a basement hall. He says, you want to look for a place called the... The Golden Arrow. Sorry, my tavern generator came up with the Naked Harlequin and was like, no.
Yes.
I'm not going to send you to the Naked Harlequin.
But it will be so good.
He says, it's underneath the Naked Harlequin. He says, ignore the clientele in the top, or don't. He says, but the gambling hall is below it.
Okay, do they have good ale?
They have cheap ale.
That's fair. All right. And I can.
And it gives you direction.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna go to the whatever arrow, the Naked Arrow,
the Naked Harlequin. You actually walk by a tavern called the Broken Shield.
Mm-hmm.
You see a bunch of orcs kind of carousing inside.
I walk quickly past.
It's like 2 doors down from there.
Okay.
You walk inside and there's like it's like a it is on the top. It's definitely like a strip club. You see, you see people of various genders in various states of undress, into a very, very diverse crowd of folks. But there's also like a little roped off area with stairs that go down and, a little bouncer standing next to it.
Hi. Can I gamble?
He says, yeah, how much you end for?
A couple silvers to start with?
He says, hand it over.
I'd rather take it to the tables.
He says, I'm going to give you chips.
Oh, can I see the chips first?
He pulls out some chips.
Do I sense evil?
You don't sense intention.
No, he's definitely not one of those creature types.
Okay. You do sense
neck rolls, though.
I will roll perception insight. For all insight. Oh, I actually have something in insight, which brings me to a 5.
You can see that this is his job, and he's wondering why you haven't given him your silver pieces yet.
Okay, I'm in.
All right. So he trades in your silver pieces for chips and then opens the rope.
All right. Card game?
Yep. It's a lot less, it's just a lot more like farmers and rubes.
Cool. I'm gonna join.
All right. Roll with advantage.
Is that a 2 again?
No. That's an 8. And that's a 17.
Fine.
And, 19, yes.
Break even plus a silver piece for your whole day, so.
Okay. And do I feel better?
You feel better.
Okay.
Why are you such a chess cube? Do you feel better?
I think so. People who are
just needed to be among gambling the common people.
For the love of it, not for the being all showy and fancy and to be ostentatious.
So okay. The addicts.
You do feel Lilith, though. You feel the holy symbol on you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I gamble for a few hours and probably get back to bed about midnight-ish.
Yeah. Okay. I'm assuming you're heading to Barry's Blacksmith and Artificer.
I don't know where that is, so I'm going to talk to the innkeeper first. What's your name?
You get directions. Mara.
Mara?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, she just gives me directions?
Yeah.
Okay, then I go.
All right. You're there.
Really?
Yeah. You find yourself a short while later standing outside the shop. You're just shocked. And you walked there and nothing happened.
The shock was Caitlin, not Altair. Let's just be.
And you didn't have to talk to anybody or have any weird conversations.
Yeah, all of that. So is it like a door that you knock on, or does it look like a shop?
No, it's a shop. It's open.
I go in.
What time of day is it?
It's like
we all part ways.
It's probably about 5 or 6 in the evening. It's still light, but you know the sun's getting low. It's summer.
Yeah.
Walk in. You see a number of like animal folk and kin working some bellows, like pounding things out.
Cool.
some of them are stitching fabrics.
Cool.
And a very kind of big, kind of wobbly badger comes over, his tail slapping on the ground as he walks.
That's cool.
Hey.
Hi.
You lost?
No. Gary from, we didn't get his last name, did we? He was from
Talifel.
Talifel. Gary from Talifel recommended you.
Oh, the otter. Gary the otter. Yeah, I remember him. Good student.
Yeah. I'm not going to be in town long. I think my party's going to force me to leave with them, unfortunately.
Why? Just stay. You want to learn how to be an artificer?
I do.
He says, we've got several programs. He says, we've got a short course and a long course.
What's the short course?
Oh, it's really quick. It's only 8 years.
Okay.
He says, of course, you know, we are a longer journeyman, you know, apprenticeship. That's only 12.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you want to become a master, you know, 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a PhD.
Yeah. He says, let me give you a tour. He says,
that'd be nice.
He says, so what, looks you up and down. He says, you're a little old to start a new trade. No offense, I just...
Am I? I'm still a baby in dwarf and elf terms.
He doesn't know who you are. You don't look like a dwarf, you don't look like an elf. He's a badger.
How long do dwarves live?
Like 300 or 400 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And elves live like 1,000 years. Mm-hmm.
You say, I'm 100.
Yeah. He says, he stands by it.
I forgot what he said. He called me old.
He just thought you thought you were a bit old to be starting a new trade.
Oh. Well, where I come from, they don't have artificers.
Oh, that sucks.
It does. I was trained as a wizard, so I just know a lot of spells.
That's so bummed about being a wizard.
I am bummed about being a wizard.
He says there's nothing wrong with being a wizard. He says,
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but where I come from, we can't make magical items.
He says, well, he says, where the fuck are you from?
I'm not sure in relation to here. You know, magical accidents, they happen occasionally.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is, though. He says, so anyway, he says, here's our leatherworking shop. He says, of course, we teach people leatherworking and blacksmithing. He says, of course, seamstress, you know, there's a whole year you gotta learn how to sew.
Fast forward.
He kind of shows you some of the sewing shops and the blacksmithing shops and the leatherworking shops. He says, and then of course we have our magical foundry. Mm-hmm. And he opens a door and you're just awestruck by, like, so the forge that Gary was using was like a smaller, like there's like this huge,
an actual foundry.
This huge foundry, all sorts of magical energy coursing through it. There's probably a good dozen or so animal folk like working with the magic, like imbuing it in magical objects. Mm-hmm.
So this is all really amazing, but my friends are on a quest. You know how this shit goes.
Oh, you're adventurers,
and you got to go do the things. One of them thinks that she's like on a mission from God.
Ooh, I'm in Toth to sit you on a mission.
No, but that's what she thinks. And so I got to deal with all that before I can come back here and do what I really want to do. I think we're going to be in town maybe a day. I think maybe I can get them to stay here that long. Could I come back tomorrow and just watch?
Yeah, you can watch right now if you want.
Okay.
He says,
can I ask questions? I know. That's, like, part of, like, the training thing.
Yeah, it's part of the training. Also, he says, you can ask me questions. He says, well, I'm here. He says, but please don't mess with my students. They're...
Okay.
If something goes wrong, you know, bam, boom.
Yeah,
it takes a while to work up to the actual forge, and if you do it wrong, you know.
Unfortunately, someone blew up the wizard's tower that I grew up in. It was ridiculous. It was really bad.
He says, an apprentice get a little ahead of himself or herself?
I don't know. Everyone died.
That's sad. I'm sorry to hear that.
Or I'd be crazed.
He says, anyway, when you're done with your quest, he says, come back here, you can come in to apprentice, he says.
So I proceed to ask him as many questions as he will tolerate me asking.
He actually puts up with you for about an hour before he excuses himself.
Okay, so do you want to just do that later? Because I have a lot of real questions about how magic works in this era.
Caitlin can send me a lot of real questions, and I'll give you some real answers.
That's what I wanted.
Okay.
And I stay there until he kicks me out or someone drags me out.
So you stay up all night. It's open 24 hours. People come and go. All
right. Well, then I didn't expect that. So I probably go home like just before midnight or something.
You catch yourself nodding off and somebody kind of shakes you and says, hey, fell asleep.
Oh.
You look up. It's like a weasel folk.
Hi. Jesus, this wasn't a dream. Okay.
Says, you look rough. You should get some sleep.
I thought you were going to call me on the Jesus thing. I was about to change it. The Barry said I could come back tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow.
Have fun with that. Yeah.
Do I know how to get back to the inn?
Yes, I'm not going to be
that. Okay.
I'm not going to be that much of a dick.
I will ask for directions if necessary.
All
right. So get back. Your roommate is bawling.
So yeah, you stay out late.
Very late.
Braxis, so you see the them like exchange, it looks like magical bags of holding under the table.
So what are their species?
One appears to be a human, the other one appears to be a half elf.
From what I could tell, one of them exchange, like which one seems to have ended up with money versus the other thing?
The half elf seemed to end up with money, and the human ended up with the goods. That's what you gathered. While you're watching this, you hear the noisy sounds of noisy gnomon eating his dinner and smacking appreciatively. It's a really delicious dish.
Mm-hmm. And Punchy's not around, right?
No.
My score is just not high enough.
I was gonna say, no one's dinner could probably be interrupted, but he's not gonna kill a human or an elf.
No, but yep. I could have him push me into one of them, and I could steal their bag.
That's true.
But at the same time, that's calling for a lot of trouble, and we're only here temporarily. And I don't want to spend the night locked up. I'm just gonna get a good look at their faces and then, you know, lock it in case they reoccur, and then I can...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so...
But I'm going to leave them alone.
I was about to have you leave, Noman. You finish your meal.
Okay. I think I go up straight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, Braxis and Noman, you two haven't been alone together, I don't think, much, if ever. What do you guys... Do you guys talk, or do you just hang out in silence? Like, I'm curious.
I think I'd be quiet.
You're stalking people and he's eating.
I mean, like, when you get back up to the room.
Yeah. Mm. When you get up to your hostel.
Because the three of you are staying together.
Mm. Yeah.
And you're out gambling.
Mm.
Give me something I can ship. Give me something I can ship.
Basically, I think we would just kind of talk crap about the others.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think about this baby thing? You think that's real, or do you think she's just stole someone's baby?
I don't know. I really don't know. I haven't met, or I haven't spent enough time with her to know.
And I'm still not sold on Purple Rock. No. I don't trust her.
All right.
You're not gonna
cut the punchy who's like throwing punches, having the time.
No, that was
life.
Pure entertainment.
And then cut to Shadow Moss, who's literally crying her eyes out in her room as no one is there.
Well, I think I'm going to be alternating between, like, she's left forever to where is she? Could someone have hurt her? And just basically in anxiety, nerve.
Willamette gives you sympathetic nuzzles.
Willamette, she's gone, isn't she? She was killed.
All right. Altair comes back later that evening.
I try to hold it together and pretend that I'm fine.
You just cut that up?
Uh-huh.
You get the apple core.
Apple cutter.
I love my thing.
Oh, all right, so the next morning you all meet back up at the hotel.
Sorry. I wanted more cheese than I thought.
What do you do?
Well,
I'm trying to keep everyone focused on task. We need to get to the Oracle.
We need to find the public transportation hub or whatever that takes us to the Oracle, I guess.
Punchy needs a little hair of the dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Punchy walks in, swaggers in about 9 a.m. She's got like a swollen eye.
A little limp.
Lily looks a little stiff.
Does she smell like sex?
Let me smell your dick.
I don't know, Punchy, do you smell like sex?
No.
I feel like if sex is like orc fun, then yes.
I mean, she definitely smells like sweat and like a little bit of blood.
So like kind of sex?
But depending on your sex, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Altair woke up as early as possible and snuck out.
Mm-hmm.
I told the innkeeper that if my adventuring companions start making a fuss about where I'm at, she can let them know, but not before they start making a fuss.
Okay.
You should have told them somewhere different, so he wouldn't find you.
I'm not going to be completely dishonest.
Mm. All right, so you all are having breakfast. Punchy looks a little...
Punchy's got her grub mail.
Mm-hmm. For breakfast ale.
How long do we give Altair before we drag her away? We gotta find that oracle.
You still don't know where I am because you haven't asked an inkeeper.
Yeah, let's locate the thing, the lift thing first, and then we'll have a make a plan.
As if everyone doesn't know where you're at.
You could still be in bed. I'm just saying, how long should we give you till we go locate you?
Do we need her for the oracle? Because if we could leave her behind, she could just study, and then we could come back and get her.
We might need to set something on fire.
We could just take the rock.
What if the oracle transported us somewhere else?
Rock special.
That's a good point. I mean, if the oracle gets us where we need to go, she should probably be with us. But yeah, let's go find the public transit, and then we'll worry about wrangling her.
Sounds good.
Mara, do you know where we can find the transit thingy?
Transit thing?
The lift.
The lift.
Oh, the lift. Just where are you heading?
Oracle to the mountain.
She gives you directions.
Thank you.
Do you know what it costs?
To the mountain?
She says, that's past Telviar. Probably 3 silver pieces.
How long does it take?
She says it didn't take more than a couple days.
Maybe you could find a book about artificing. And then you'd have something to read on the trip.
I think you have to suggest that to her in character.
When we see her.
So, what do you do?
Well, do we need to do anything else? Or we just grab Altair and go?
I think we need to just grab Altair and go.
Is she still in bed?
Carry on, but I need to do something before you guys...
I didn't ask you shit.
I need to do something before they find me.
Yeah, what do you do?
It's Altair. She's she wants to find as many books as possible because she knows she's got a time limit.
All right. What kind of books are you looking for?
How artificing is done, process, history of artificing.
All right, you find all these books. They're 50 gold pieces apiece.
What do you got?
Not enough.
How much do you have?
135. Can I haggle?
Okay, so you're at a bookshop. The bookkeeper, the old lady, says, that's 50 gold pieces apiece for the books, she says.
She sounds pleasant.
I'm from a different area than here. I wonder, where I'm from, it's common to barter. Is that common here? I don't want to offend.
Oh, no, you're not going to offend. Sure, what you got?
I pull out the statue of Amon-Toph made of ivory.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of this?
That's another Amon-Toph statue. Those are a dime a dozen. She says, is this a rare thing where you're from? Because here, they're just everywhere.
Yeah, a full set, like...
Yeah, she kind of points, and, like, above, like, her cash register, there's, like, a little shrine to Amon-Toph with, like, a very similar statue. Less fine material, but, like...
I pull out all three of them, and I said I just thought that maybe the set would be a little bit rarer.
What were they made of?
Ivory, ebonwood, and maplewood.
They're very fine. She said, I can knock 5 gold pieces off the price of a book.
I don't have anything else to barter with.
Make some choices about what material you need to know the most.
Offer sex.
How about your body?
You can try to get a loan from
both corners of the table are off.
How much do you have, Alicia? How much do you have, gold?
She's mean to me. Why would I give her books?
I'm just curious.
Something
you could give her a short-term loan.
You can leave.
And set terms that you get.
I'm not going to be setting terms with a gambler.
Is there something from our era that is not common here?
Okay.
Something from our era that...
You're not sure yet.
Well, we didn't bring
very
much.
Can we figure that out? Can we ask
you? Well, you're not here. Mm-hmm.
That's true. You could ask.
So there's 3 books that I wanted, right? I'm thinking 120 for all 3 books and the statues.
Roll me a persuasion check.
I like the look of these sheets, but they're very hard to find my information on. Mm. Oh. 18. Didn't expect that.
140.
130.
I see where this game is going. 135.
I empty out my old pouch. All of my money. Except for my coppers.
She pucks it up. She says, you aren't from around here, are you?
No.
She bites into it. Shuffles it into another bag. He hands you the books.
She takes the statues.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sad to get rid of those.
Puts them up with the other statues that she has.
It's a collection now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll steal more.
And I get my 3 books?
Mm-hmm.
Just out of curiosity, how far
are we from where we fought the basilisk or the rock or whatever it was in
the Manticore?
Manticore, and we're in that tower.
You are far east of.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any
more cheese?
No.
Nobody likes white cheese.
Yeah, we traveled for a while.
I need some of the white cheese.
It's actually best with the apple.
All right, so what do you do after that?
Go back to Mary's shop.
Okay.
Until they forcibly take me out.
All right. A few hours after you get there, a crew of five people that are familiar to you show up.
I had to do a quick count. I was like, wait, are there really five of them?
I guess we're talking to whatever gatekeeper we run into and tell them we're looking for our...
The shop's open. You can walk in.
Yeah, but, I mean, assuming we don't see her right away, someone would greet us.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Big Badger. Oh, bottle's over. Welcome.
Hi. We're looking for a friend of ours who's probably... An
excitable dwarf, right?
Yes. We need to get her out of your hair. Where...
She's a very inquisitive person and would make a fine student.
Yes.
Whenever you're done with your quest, send her back this way.
Okay. If time allows... Time travel. Explaining your jokes makes it funnier. Mm-hmm.
Alright, so...
I want to ask him how much a bag of holding is. I want to get an idea on if stuff is cheaper here where everything's plentiful, because then we can buy tons of it and go back to the future and make a killing.
How many bags of holding can you fit in a bag of holding?
None! You'll end the world!
Yeah. It's cataclysmic.
If you put a bag of holding in a bag of holding, it explodes and creates a portal to the astral plane that sucks everybody into it and then disappears.
It sounds like a black hole, trap.
Basically.
It's terrible.
But it doesn't just kill one person, it kills the entire world.
No, it doesn't kill the whole world. They fixed it.
Okay.
Wait, does it kill you or does it just take you to another dimension?
You die from going to the other dimension. Like, you were, yeah.
It's bad. Bad deal. Bad deal.
You won't.
Oh, no, it doesn't actually kill anybody. It just sends them straight to the astral plane. Well, they will then probably die.
Okay.
How many goths can you fit in a bag of holding?
Bag of holding is 100 gold pieces.
How much is it in our... Is it the same?
It's about 500.
Mm. Oh, good. Mm. I'm going to buy one just because I don't have one.
Okay. I forgot to ask. How much to become an apprentice?
What do you mean?
Well, sometimes people charge for these things in this strange future world that I know of where education isn't free. And people can't live their lives.
He says, well, of course you wouldn't pay any tuition, he says, but you would, of course, make me some items that I would then sell.
Keep paying labor.
It's part of your thing, but he says, of course I'd give you a cut of that, you know, cover your living expenses, and so forth, and so on.
Barry, I hope I can come back and learn from you.
I hope so, too. You're a very bright and inquisitive person, and maybe if you have books, then you'd be less taught questions, but yes, do come back.
What a life of adventure you wish to lead.
I don't know what you're talking about. They kicked me out in order to get me here. And look where you people have gotten me.
You're welcome.
I'm not that bad.
everyone's here. Punchy looks like shit.
You have a good time?
Yeah.
Good. Me too.
All right, so.
I offer Punchy a fruit bar.
Thanks.
Shadowmoss, how are you feeling about Punchy today?
I think what I'm going to be doing is being very quiet, not saying anything, pretending that I'm giving Punchy the silent treatment, but knowing in my secret soul that the minute she asks me something, I'm going to cave.
She's so hungover, she won't ask you anything.
Exactly. Yeah, so I'm just going to be quiet almost all of the day and, like, look at her constantly to see if she's noticing that I'm giving her the silent treatment, but she's totally oblivious.
Alright. So you follow the directions to the lift. It's actually like a pleasant station. It's made of the same white stone that everything around here seems to be made out of. It's sort of phosphorescent.
Dun, dun, dun. Another one takes the bus.
Um, And as you arrive, you see some other folks, like, buying tickets. There's, like, a little waiting area. It's very train station-y. You get to the ticket counter. What do you do? There's a very pleasant-looking gnome sitting behind it.
Which of us gets to the counter first? I assume we queue.
We'll say you get there first.
Okay. I need to go see the Oracle.
Ah, take it to the Oracle.
Yes, please.
That'll be 3 silver pieces.
She's paying for all of us.
No, I'm not.
It was worth a try.
I mean, I can't really afford to go.
What do you mean?
I might have spent all my money on books.
On what? Okay, 2 tickets.
6 silver pieces.
Fine.
Noman can't afford it either.
What?
I have 8 gold and 3 silver, so he can barely afford it.
You got money.
He had a bunch of stuff stolen from him.
But I can afford it.
Yeah, and I threw some money at him when I had a good night.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Very
you had a
good
very
night.
Good night.
Yeah, right. It was a great night. Way better than last night.
I want to ask one of these seasoned travelers around if they actually like check your tickets and stuff.
Of course they do.
Like, do they walk around? Like, how does it work?
You have to present your ticket to get on the lift.
We're trying to scam.
I just think
that's his life.
On board.
You're going to get yourself arrested before we ever get to the magical mountain.
Money's expensive.
That's not like the way it works.
I feel like Praxis does a lot more scheming than he does scamming.
That's fair.
So what do you do, Praxis? Okay, so pay for your ticket if you're going to pay for your ticket.
Yeah.
3 silver pieces.
I got a little to pay for my ticket then.
Praxis, are you...
I'm paying.
I'm paying. Bye, Mom. All
right, so... The next lift to the Oracle is in an hour. So you wait.
How long did it take us?
Sorry, any of us just sitting at a train station, just waiting for the train.
Sharpening swords.
How long did it take us to get here from the Artificer shop?
Like 20 minutes.
You know, I could spin.
No. You will not be back in half an hour or whatever, and I'm not going with you to make sure you are.
Would that really be so terrible?
Yes.
If he sees you again right away, he's not going to be as welcoming. If you wait a little while, he'll be excited to see you.
I don't think that's true.
But look at these fancy books you have now.
That's true. You have reading material.
Aren't you
is
curious?
Is it actually engaging? Is it?
It's very dry.
It's very, but is it?
That's like, good for you, though. That's engaging.
I don't mind that, but is it actually informative on the subjects that I wanted? I got good books.
Oh, absolutely. Great books.
Good. Good.
How long does it take for her to read through this book?
I mean, it's going
to
take days. They're very thick, very dense.
Oh, they are very big?
They're very thick and very dense.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. All right, cool. I love it.
I want to keep them in my bag of holding.
No. If I see them in your hand, you may get shanked.
I was offering.
I know what you do with things that aren't yours. You appropriate them.
Can we store animals in bags of holding?
No.
Only if they're dead.
They have to breathe. There's only 10 seconds worth of air.
What about with an oxygen tank?
If you have a friend that's a skeleton, though, you can pack him into the back of the
That's bullet. True.
Because all right, so breathe. An hour later, the train arrives. The lift. So somebody comes and opens 2 big doors, and people start flying out. Everybody files out. When you show them your ticket, though, they kind of, like, they say, oh, you're going to the Oracle, and they point you to, like, so we go outside, and there's just this long, it looks like a building. Just these, like, this moonstone, this long moonstone structure with windows in the side and a door kind of going in each. It looks like just a long building. You don't see any wheels. You don't see any individual carts. It just looks like one long building that's there.
We go in there?
And you kind of, yeah, it points you to one of the buildings.
This is This is our first time on the transit thing. Would you mind showing us, please?
He looks at the long queue of people. So you just walk in the door and find a seat.
I start walking towards the building. Mm-hmm.
Like, the door she's walking towards?
Yes, go in,
Okay, thank
Good
you.
Good luck. Enjoy your first trip.
Okay, thanks.
So you walk in, and the first thing you notice is that the room that you're in is much bigger on the inside than it is on the outside.
Cool!
It's like, so you walk in, it's still the same width, but it's very long. Yeah. And there's already people there inside of it. Shut up, man. There's already people inside of it sitting. And each of them have their own window that kind of looks out at the place you were just at.
How long is it?
It's probably... so, like, the building you're walking in was probably as big as this room, but it's probably 20 of these rooms wide.
Yeah. I walk the entire length of it. Can I get to the end of it?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, are we there?
Yeah.
Are we basically spending 2 days in, like, an open camping situation?
Kind of, yeah.
A train-ish. Are there concessions and various
There's like, so like as you walk towards the end, though, there are places that sell food. There's places that rent out bedrolls, pillows.
It's like an airport. Okay, I am going to make my way to a stall and buy one of Punchy's favorite foods so that I can eat it next to her, pointedly not sharing it.
You get a big shank of like
street
pork.
Meat.
Oh, shit.
You can't eat
so
that.
I'm just like pretending I'm about to eat it and looking at her to stop me.
You can feed the
and
dog.
She just ignores everything. And
hey, where'd you get that?
Cool.
She comes back with two.
We should probably check that this isn't the inaugural voyage.
You're
too soon.
Too soon.
All right, so after the line outside dissipates and people go to their various things, everyone says, all right, everybody, next stop, Oracle.
Sweet.
And the door shuts, and the building kind of levitates up. And all the buildings kind of shoot off, like, float off, like, kind of levitate off in different directions. And the one you're in starts heading straight towards that mountain that you see off in the distance.
Whoa.
Hmm. Have you noticed everything here is way better than the future?
Yeah.
Like, everything.
Why would you want to go back to the future?
Who says we have to?
Why, are you worried about your baby?
I mean, I've given up on that baby existing for a while now. And now I know about a baby otter, Ken.
She got all new babies to steal.
I didn't steal it! It was my baby! Walking off and off.
We should see if we can figure out the timeline well enough to know if we're, like, right at the calamity
there. Yeah.
Do I? We don't know. I don't know. Do I? Altair doesn't know.
We need to figure out a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of stuff you need to figure out. All you know is it's the year 6354. It is the fifth day of summer.
I feel like Narasthana knows that it was 6375. Or maybe that's the otter that I played that once.
You don't know. You don't know. And you guys travel.
You got it for me. Isn't it awesome?
Sorry,
awesome.
I just noticed it.
Yeah. All right, so you guys travel for the rest of the day on the flight or on the lift, cruising over. You cruise over the river very quickly and then up into the mountains. About as it gets close to dawn, off in the distance you see a large array of lights as you guys are going through the mountains, and as the sun comes up. You see the largest city that you've ever seen in your lives, like bigger than Carthel, bigger than anything. And standing in it is a tower taller than you thought would have been possible. It reaches into the very clouds themselves and surrounded by...
City? Like a sky needle?
Like a sky needle, yeah. it's surrounded by pyramids and various buildings all made of this white stone. And the announcer in the voice goes, if you look on your left, you'll see Telviar, capital of the Telvian Empire.
Which doesn't exist in our town, right?
Well, you don't know. It's in the It's in the Telvian Mountains, which are very dangerous. You see like floating buildings and other of the like other like kind of these small lifts like kind of coming to and from it. As you pass it, you look and the mountain. The mountain of the Oracle is looming closer and closer. And you guys arrive later that day. And that's where we'll end the session this time. And next time, we'll start there.
Cool. Audrey wanted to fight! Audrey didn't get no fight!
We fought a whole bar full of orcs.
Yeah, but she didn't...
That was
for fun.
That wasn't for killing.
But she wanted to kill.
Alright, everybody gets 200 experience points.
Yay! Oh my gosh, that's so close.
Where you guys at?
1951 now?
Yeah. We need 800 more points. 750 more points.
This was a good day for Caitlin's gifts. Why? Between the thing and the thing.
Oh, this has been a gift. When did you give me this? You got this at one of the cons you went to this summer, didn't you?
Chris? If it was GeekoCon, that was October.
You got this at one of the things?
GeekoCon, yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go.
October-ish, yeah.
I mean, that's practically this summer. It was my summer. Because I spent my summer not here. Also, guess who's out of probation this month?
Yeah. Woo-hoo!